Hi followers, it's Bibi from Social Bee Marketing. Today I will be doing an audio installment about creating personas. In my last couple of posts, I have been defining and discussing how to research and utilize keywords when writing content for your website or blog. I use various online research and SEO tools such as ubersuggest.org, wordpop.com, and wordtracker.com to find keywords related to my search term. As mentioned before, we want to use a few specific keywords and craft our content around them, instead of jam-packing our content with words we think will lead to the most hits for our site. Relevance is key for a healthy ranking and informative site. You want to be sure that your website has the correct information people are truly searching for. So in my extended example, I have used the topic or keywords sales training to figure out what my audience or target market is really looking for when they type those words into a search engine. I found the most commonly related terms and grouped them together to create personas. You may be wondering why I did this. Well, I wanted to create three different personas that presented three different parts of my target market. Basically, I wanted to segment my target market to define the types of people who would visit my website. If I can define these people, I can better serve them with the information they need or want. To help me define, understand, and create personas, I refer to the article Marketing Personas, The Complete Beginner's Guide by Kevin Lee, and the video Marketing Personas Whiteboard Friday presented by Ruth Burr Reddy. The chart from Whiteboard Friday's video helped me group my keywords together, which in turn aided me in defining the groups of people who would be visiting my website and for what reason. Once I was able to define them, I used the Complete Beginner's Guide and Google Search Other Marketing Persona infographics to name and create fictitious people to represent these three groups, thus giving life to my target markets. Now I know what sort of information to include, keywords to use, and who to market to in order to draw people into my website. Takeaway: since I know what sort of information my audience is seeking, I can make sure I include it and use keywords artfully enough to be found. Hence the beauty of keyword-driven personas and understanding part of a vast array of SEO tactics. If you enjoyed this post and found it informative, I encourage you to leave questions, comments, and suggestions. I love hearing from my followers and engaging with them. And keep tuning in for even more helpful Social Bee marketing buzz. Until next time, have a wonderful day.